Good morning, a Wednesday morning with Jeff Wilkin, veteran journalist with the Daily Gazette. Good morning, Jeff.
And good morning, Dave.
Well, why don't we start with the fact that the smoking age is going up? Explain the specifics.
Yes, well, New York State's tobacco purchase for cigarettes and for e-cigarettes rises from 18 to 21. That's effective today. Retailers selling to minors could face fines and lose their licenses to sell tobacco and lottery tickets. Governor Cuomo signed this into law in July. The legislature passed it last spring.
Go from there to Gloversville, where, once again, state grant money has been passed over there. We also know that Utica will be getting $10 million. What's going on with Gloversville?
Well, it's the fourth straight year that Gloversville has been passed over for $10 million in Downtown Revitalization Initiative grant money. It is going to Utica for the Genesee Street project they've got out there. Governor Cuomo made the announcement on Tuesday. In the past, Amsterdam, Rome, and Oneonta have received this grant money.
We're going to go to Glenville now, where I see Adirondack Beverages expanding.
Well, Adirondack Beverages is planning a $15 million expansion that will add 50 jobs and 100,000 square feet to its complex in the Glenville Business and Technology Park. The plan will be considered Monday by the Glenville Planning and Zoning Commission. The company has been around since 1967.
Well, Siena beat St. Bonaventure in the Franciscan Cup. Sorry about that, St. Bonaventure alum.
That's right, Dave. I'm a 1977 graduate of St. Bonaventure. We're glad that the Bonnies come up here to Siena every 2 years. Last night we got thumped. It was 78 Siena, 65 for the Bonnies. The silver lining was that Jalen Pickett from Siena scored 19 points. And we always cheer for Jalen because he went to Aquinas Institute, my high school alma mater in Rochester.
Well, sorry about that, but a great basketball win for Siena. And we've been speaking with Jeff Wilkin, veteran journalist with the Daily Gazette. You can read more at dailygazette.com. Thanks, Jeff.
Thank you, Dave.